This is Session 5 of Stage 2 of Road to Qur'an Mastery Series. So far we've discussed two skills of the Noon Sakina, which are Idhar and Idgham. And today we'll discuss the third skill related to Noon Sakina, which is Iqlab, or in English, flipping. So let's get started. So this time, the skill of the rule of Nun Sakina is pretty simple and straightforward. When Nun Sakina, which is, in case you've forgotten, includes Nun with Sukun and Tanween, so when Nun Sakina is followed by a Ba, the Nun Sakina will turn into a Mim with Ghunna extending for two Harakat. This rule is pretty easy to master since it has its own sign in the Quran, which looks like this, and appears on top of the Noon, and also appears on the Tanween itself, like so. Pay attention not to mix up this Meem sign with that Meem sign. This one is for Iqlab, which we're learning today, but that is one of the Quranic symbols, which means that you must pause when reciting the Quran. I discussed this and other Quranic symbols in this lesson. Don't forget to check it out, it is quite useful. So Noon being followed by Ba turns the Noon into a Mim with Ghunna of two Harakat, like in these examples. ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ إِنْ نَعْفُ عَنْ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْكُمْ نُعَذِّبْ طَائِفَةً بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ
Finally, we know now that Iqlab means turning a Nun Sakina into a Mim with Ghunna of two Harakat. But you should know that there are two ways to perform the Mim of Iqlab. First, you can do it by pressing the lips against one another, like so. In fact, like any other Mim you pronounce. And it would sound like this.
Mim ba'd. مِن بعد الأنبياء الأنبياء
Other scholars think that the lips should be touching without pressing them against one another. And this style of reading is going to sound like this.
مِن بعد مِن بعد الأنبياء الأنبياء
Now which one is correct and what should you choose? Now in my opinion, you should choose what is easiest for you. I'll leave a link in the description with a short research about the topic, which I used in preparing this lesson. This article mentions all the proof provided for each style. So check it out if you want to get all the information there is about this topic. And on a side note, if you are able to perform the second style, then you should definitely use it, since there is far more evidence supporting this style of reading. So, when Nun Sakena is followed by a Ba, the Nun will turn into a Mim with a Ghunna of two Harakat. That Ghunna, as we explained before, refers to the air coming out of your nostrils. And in the case of Iqlab, this Ghunna extends for two Harakat, or about 1 second. Now it's time for the recitation of this episode. Today's recitation is from Surat Yusuf. And as you're used to, we'll be highlighting all the iqlab positions in the recitation. And towards the end, we will not do that so that you would apply the rules for yourself.
يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا مما تأكلون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد يأكلن ما قدمتم لهن إلا قليلا مما تحصنون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون.
And now it's time for the challenge questions of this episode. Today's questions are from Surat Hud, from the 12th Juz. First question. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and His throne was upon the waters, in order to test you, which of you is the best in conduct. And if you were to say, you will be resurrected after death, those who disbelieve would say, this is nothing but plain witchcraft. The second question. And Noah called to his Lord. He said, O my Lord, my son is of my family, and your promise is true, and you are the wisest of the wise. Were you able to find the corresponding verses with these translations? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in session 6.